And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 19th of January, 2010. It's the birthday of the writer Edwige Dantecas, born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, 1969, born towards the end of Papadoc Duvalier's brutal dictatorship. She said, "When I was growing up, most of the writers I knew were either in hiding, missing, or dead." When she was 12, she moved to Brooklyn, lived with her parents. Her father was driving cabs. Her mother worked in a factory. She had trouble fitting in. She had a heavy accent. But she didn't want to be a traditional Haitian woman, a wife, cook, mother, and housekeeper. She wanted to be a writer. She wrote an essay about her experience as an immigrant, graduated from Barnard, went to Brown, got a degree in creative writing. And when she was 25, published her first novel, Breath, Eyes, Memory, the story of a young girl named Sophie, raised by her aunt in Haiti, gets sent to New York to live with her mother. But their relationship is strained by memories of violence. Eventually, she goes back to Haiti to try to make peace with her family's past. It's the birthday of Julian Barnes, born in Leicester, England, 1946. His parents were French teachers. He studied French literature at Oxford. He wrote a novel about a retired doctor named Geoffrey Brathwaite, an amateur Flaubert scholar trying to hunt down the truth about Flaubert's life. In the course of the novel, Julian Barnes got to imitate and parody a lot of Flaubert's style. The book came out in 1984, Flaubert's Parent. It was a big success. It's the birthday of Robert E. Lee, born in Westmoreland County, Virginia, 1807. He did not approve of the secession of Southern states from the Union. Many people think he didn't approve of slavery either, and he was a loyal member of the United States Army. In 1861, President Lincoln offered him command of the entire Union Army, but Lee knew that Virginia was about to secede, and so he declined, left the Army, and became a senior military advisor to Jefferson Davis, went on to serve as General-in-Chief of the Confederate Army. And it's the birthday of Edgar Allan Poe, born in Boston, 1809. Both his parents died of TB when the boy was just two, and Edgar was adopted by a wealthy tobacco merchant, John Allen. Went to the University of Virginia, was in and out of the Army and West Point, published several books of poems, started writing short stories as well. We remember him for those stories, The Telltale Heart, The Fall of the House of Usher. Lived most of his life in poverty. Married his 14-year-old cousin, Virginia Clem, in 1836. She was sick with tuberculosis. They were so poor, no money to pay for heat, that he trained their cat to sit on Virginia to help keep her warm. He had problems with drinking, but his big problem was he wasn't paid enough money for what he wrote. In 1845, he sold the poem The Raven to a newspaper for $15. Here's a poem for today by Ed Auchester, entitled Among His Effects, We Found a Photograph. My mother is beautiful as a flapper. She is so in love that she has been gazing secretly at my father for 40 years. He's in uniform with puttees and swagger stick, a tiny cork mustache bobbing above a shoreline of teeth. They are poor but happy. In his hand is a lost book he had memorized with 1,000 clear answers to everything. A poem by Ed Auchester, Among His Effects We Found a Photograph, from Unreconstructed, Poems Selected Anew, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.